Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis using the Zelle app to box13@greatdetectives.net, or you can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. Just go to patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for this week's episode of The Man Called X. The original air date is April the 7th, 1951, and the title is India.
Now we present Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X, the Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by Chesterfield, the only cigarette that gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. The cigarette that brings you Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. By the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. And by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. Now, wait a minute. Here come our boys again.
Bob, do you realize we only have one thing in common?
Hardly enough for a happy marriage, is it? What's that, Bing?
Chesterfields, of course. We both like them, we both sell them.
And we'd better get to selling them now. You know, folks, better tasting Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
How do you know they're mild? Well, you just make our mildness test. You buy them, open them up, and enjoy that milder aroma. Then smoke a Chesterfield. You'll know it's milder because it smokes milder.
And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. So, always buy Chesterfield.
Let's sum it up musically.
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
Oh ho, open the pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
The street known as Kalachar winds its crooked, filthy way through the colorful heart of the jewel of India, the city of Bombay. Down toward the Arabian Sea, the street winds, finally coming to an abrupt end amidst the turmoil and confusion of Bombay's dock area. And it is there, among the English merchants, the Lascar sailors, the Hindu, Muslim, and Brahmin dock hands and stevedores, that we find a familiar fakir busily plying his wares.
But believe me, Sahib, I swear by the father of my father of my father, nowhere, nowhere in all India could you find razor blades like these. They'll sharpen pencils, open tin cans. You could even use them for cutting your whiskers. Yeah, you get... Okay, okay, now you don't have to get tough about it, okay? Hey, you, Sahib, maybe you'd like some pin-up pictures, huh? I got Mabel Norman, Theda Vara, Mary Pickford. Believe me, for 10 rupees apiece. How wrong can you go? And besides,
your
I would like...
Pardon, sir.
Huh?
May this humble one inquire if the noble sahib is known by the name of Pagan Zelsmith?
Pagan? Who wants to know?
My name is Mahura Sholto, sahib. It was in Karachi during the war with the Japanese that I was of some service to the great one known as X.
Oh, sure. Mahura Sholto, yeah. Hey, maybe you'd like some brand new resharpened razor blades, eh?
You must be familiar with the address of the one who is known as X. Here, take these.
Hey, that's $50 American.
Use it to send a cablegram to X at once. Whatever is left, you may retain for yourself.
Oh, you bet, Mr. Sholto, my oldest, dearest friend. I'll send it off right away.
I will write the message for you here upon this paper.
Uh-huh.
In the back country of Kandiva, fertile seed for war is being sown. Upon soil ripened for conflict, You must destroy the deadly harvest.
Are you kidding? That don't even make sense.
To the man known as X, its meaning will be as clear as the waters of a crystal stream.
It will?
Go, Sab. Send the cable. He must arrive here before it is too late.
Mr. Shorter! Mr. Shorter!
Oh. Oh. Oh.
It doesn't make sense, Ken. Just because you get a cablegram filled with gibberish from Pagon, that's no reason for you to go running off to India.
Mahuva Salter has been murdered, Chief.
Sure, I know. And this is the Bureau, not a homicide division.
Chief, did you ever hear of Khan's grass?
Khan's grass?
Yeah.
Well, sure, it grows wild in India.
It's the curse of India. Only 5 feet high, virtually indestructible. Over 10 million acres of once fertile land in the central provinces are now overrun by it.
Well, that's their problem.
No, you're wrong, Chief. Unless that land can be reclaimed from the Khan's grasp, millions of people will face famine, starvation. And starving people are ripe for anything. Well, remember what happened to China.
Hmm. Now, but wait a minute. Didn't I read about an English agriculturist, Dr. Stanley, planning on doing something about that grass with some new farm machinery or something?
That's right. He's in Bombay now, getting ready for a trip to the interior. He's going to try out that machinery in Khandiva province.
Khandiva?
Yeah.
Hmm. In the back country of Khandiva, fertile seed for war is being sown.
I'll let you know how I make out, Chief.
I can't tell you how pleased I am to meet you in person, Mr. Thurston. Mahuva Sholto spoke to me about you so often I felt that we'd almost become friends, and now I'm certain of it.
Nice of you to say so, Dr. Stanley. But I didn't know that Mahuva was connected with your land reclamation project.
Oh, there was nothing he wouldn't do for the benefit of his people, Mr. Thurston. When he learned of the machines that I was building, he was willing to sacrifice anything to help me.
Is that why he was killed, Doctor?
Here is the building where I've been working. Will you please come into the office?
Thank you.
Mr. Thurston, for 5 years I've been trying to build tractor-driven equipment that will destroy the Khan's grass. It will tear it out by the roots. But there have been repeated attempts to sabotage my machines. I've received warnings that the farmer peasants in Khandiva province will not allow any foreign devils to interfere with their affairs. Mahuva Sholto has been murdered.
Suspect anyone?
No one.
Where's the machinery now?
Oh, they're in the workshop in the rear of the building. We're moving it out to the siding this afternoon, and then tonight it'll be loaded aboard railroad cars, and the trip to Khandiva. Mr. Thurston!
Yeah. They came from your workshop.
There they are. To a button, Martin. Fight him.
Let's have that gun. Let's have it.
Lyle, Jack, what's going on here? What is the meaning of this?
It's simple enough. I just found out who's been trying to wreck our tractors.
I am afraid, Dr. Stanley, that your engineer is suffering from a misapprehension.
Yeah? But then what about that drum of diesel oil over there? Well sweetened with sugar and sand.
Sugar and sand? You're sure about that?
You bet I am. I just found it back here when Turbot opened up on me. I ran over, saw him with the gun, and... Say, who are you anyway?
My name's Ken Thurston.
He's an old friend of Mahuva Sholto's. Mr. Thurston, this is Jack Martin, my tractor engineer. And this gentleman is Lal Turbat. He has been working for us at Delhi University.
What's your explanation, Turbat?
I was outside the workshop when I heard the shots. I rushed in, saw that gun on the floor, picked it up, and then Martin attacked me.
Do you expect anyone to believe that story, Turbat?
What do you mean, Martin?
It could be true. See for yourself. This gun hasn't been fired.
What? Oh, but that's impossible.
What difference does it make, Mr. Martin?
Barry, I didn't hear you come in.
I have been here for several moments, Dr. Stanley, being amused by this rather childish conversation. You are Ken Thurston, are you not?
That's right.
I am Barry Sholto.
Sholto?
Mahuva Sholto's daughter, Mr. Thurston.
Well, I'm glad to know you. But why do you think it makes no difference who fired those shots?
Because whether it is now or later, Mr. Thurston, you will learn that this project of yours is doomed to failure.
Oh?
India can handle her own problems. Her hopes, her future, lie within herself, with her own people, with Asia.
Those were hardly your father's sentiments, Miss Sholto.
And today he is dead. He would not listen to me, Mr. Thurston. I would advise you not to make the same mistake.
Well, of course, if you insist on having my invaluable services, Mr. X, I'll be happy to go along with you on this trip. For a slight consideration, of course.
You'll get bureau scale pay, Gaunt. 20 a day and expenses.
Please, Mr. X.
There's Dr. Stanley's train. As soon as they finish loading the tractors, we'll be pulling out for Candiva province. You coming along?
At bureau scale?
That's right.
20 a day and expenses?
Yes.
Well, I couldn't possibly consider it.
Okay, so long, Pago.
Well, as long as you insist like that, Mr. X. I'll take it. How soon do we reach this Candiva joint anyways, Mr. X?
Cheer up, Pagon. We shall get there sometime tomorrow.
Believe me, it won't be one hot box too soon. Boy, what a trip.
What did you find out about Lal Turbat or Jack Martin?
All Martin does is talk about tractor engines, and Turbat don't say nothing. Just keeps on making eyes at that bari cookie. What gives, Mr. Thurston? Well, what's going on with this trip anyways?
Somebody's trying to commit murder.
Murder? But who's trying to bump off who?
India is the target, Pagan.
India? Now, what kind of a talk is that? How can anybody murder a country?
Hang on to your hat. I think they're going to find out. So you think it was sabotage, Martin?
No question about it, Thurston. A three-stick job with detonating cap. When the train ran over it, it blew. Lucky we were going slow.
Yeah.
But why should anyone try to blow up a whole train like that?
They were after the tractor equipment.
If so, Mr. Thurston, they did not succeed. It has not been damaged.
Good. We can send back for a wrecking crew and be on our way again by morning.
How much longer do you think you can go on, Mr. Thurston? The attempts at sabotage. My father's death. Now this. Must we all be killed before you will listen to reason?
Barry is right, Mr. Thurston. We cannot proceed in the face of the united resistance of the Indian people.
Your friend Dr. Stanley doesn't feel that way about it.
Doesn't he? Let us find him right now and put the question to him.
It will do no good, Lal. I have just been to his compartment.
And he wouldn't agree to turn back?
He could not agree to anything.
Killed by the wreck, Miss Sholto?
No, Mr. Thurston. By a knife in his throat.
We will continue with The Man Called X in just a moment. Here is something you should know if you ever suffer from the sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. It is a way to ease the pain, often within a few minutes. A way that is incredibly fast and effective. It's Anacin. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. But today, these tablets are in such widespread use that all drug counters have them and anyone may enjoy their benefits. Next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, by all means, try Anacin. You'll like the convenience of Anacin tablets, and you will be delighted with Anacin's incredibly fast action. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Ask for Anacin by name today at your druggist's. Now, Act Two of The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt.
We With over 10 million acres of once fertile grain land overrun by the almost indestructible Khans grass, the dark shadow of famine looms ominously over the great land of India. Dr. Roger Stanley believed he had tractor-operated equipment that could destroy it, but the train carrying the equipment was wrecked and Dr. Stanley murdered. Now, 2 days later, Ken Thurston has arrived with the reclamation party and the rerouted equipment at the home of Barry Sholto in Khandiva province.
I want you to understand, Mr. Thurston, that the hospitality of this home is being extended only because it was my father's wish, not mine.
You've made your point several times, Miss Sholto. It's perfectly clear by now.
Apparently not clear enough, or you would not pursue this project as you are doing.
Look, Miss Sholto, we're here to test Dr. Stanley's equipment. If it works, it means new life for millions of your countrymen. The wishes of starving people are more important than yours or mine.
It is the wish of my people to be sufficient unto themselves. They want no interference from foreigners.
There's only your word for that.
And the dead bodies of my father and Dr. Stanley.
What makes you think they were killed as a protest?
What other explanation is there?
The fact that starving people will listen to promises from anywhere. Somebody could be trying to sell them on the idea of Asia for the Asiatics.
Have you anything better to offer?
Yeah, tools, so they can help themselves.
Mr. Thurston, do something. They're going to kill us, murder us even.
What?
There's a mob outside, Thurston. They saw us put the equipment away in the barns, and they don't like any part of it.
Yes!
Ah, that's obvious.
Starting with the rocks, are they?
Put down that gun, Mountain.
If they want to play rough, they came to the right place.
Put it down.
Are you nuts, Thurston? There's only one way to handle a mob like that.
If there is, it's not with bullets.
What else do you think could work?
Maybe someone ought to talk to him.
Talk? That's crazy.
Lal Turbat doesn't think so.
Lal, what do you mean?
He's out there talking to them now.
Hey, that's right, Mr. Thurston. And look what's happening with those lynchers.
The mob's breaking up. They're leaving. See what goes on here anyway. What could Turbat have told them that would quiet them down like that?
We'll find out in a minute. He's coming in here now.
My countrymen offer their apologies, Sibes. I think they will hold themselves in check for a while.
What did you tell them, Turbat?
I merely asked them to wait until after the test tomorrow before expressing their anger in violence.
You mean that's all you said? That was enough?
Why not? Fundamentally, they are reasonable people. They will listen to sensible talk.
Sort of makes them the exception to the rule, doesn't it?
I am not certain I understand, Mr. Thurston.
Angry mobs usually don't listen to anything, unless it's an order from their leader.
Look, Mr. X, let's take a quick brush out powder away from here tonight before that mob changes its mind and kills somebody like me.
We're going to test that equipment tomorrow, Pagon, and tonight you're going to stand guard in the barn with those tractors.
Oh, no. No!
If I share this hilltop with you, Ken, there are some things I would like to talk over with you.
What things, Barry?
First, my father was killed. Then Dr. Stanley. Any one of us could be next. And why? Because someone who thinks he is right is trying to prevent you from doing something you think is right. It somehow does not make much sense.
Maybe not, but this does. The world's too small these days for any country to stand alone and hope to survive.
Then every nation, every man, must choose his side?
Yes. For your sake, I hope you choose the right one. For the world's sake, I hope India does.
I figure we can start right about here in the morning, Thurston. With a break, I should be able to clear 12 to 16 acres by night. That ought to give the natives something to think about.
Yeah. Phew. This stuff's mighty dry and brittle. You'd think that all you had to do was just burn the fields over.
It's been tried.
I know. Nothing would touch it until Dr. Stanley built that equipment out there in the barn. Well, we'll find out in the morning if it'll do the job.
Thurston!
Yeah?
That's from the barn. What's going on there?
Let's go find out. Hit the side door, Martin.
Right.
Stop there, Saeed.
Turbot.
Oh, it is you, Martin, and Mr. Thurston.
What's going on here, Turbot?
I was in the hope that you gentlemen could supply such an answer to me.
You've got the gun. What was the shooting about?
Again, I must plead ignorance. I was out for an evening stroll and heard the first shots from the barn. I ran in here, someone fired at me, and I returned the fire. Then whoever shot was gone.
That sounds as phony as the yarn you handed us back in Bombay.
The truth, Mr. Martin, very often has a strange sound to those who are not used to it.
One more crack like that and I'll take that gun away from you.
Hold it, Martin. We've got other things to think about.
If you are concerned about the equipment, Mr. Thurston, you need not be. Everything is in good order.
It's not what's here that bothers me, it's what's missing.
Missing?
Yeah. 5 drums of diesel oil and Pagon Zellschmidt.
Going ahead with the test of the equipment anyway, Ken.
Why not, Marie?
I should think the affair of last night might have some effect on your plans. Your friend, Pagon, is still missing. Does that not mean anything to you?
If they wanted to kill him, they'd have done it last night. My guess is that they're holding him until they see how the test comes out.
All set to go, Thurston.
Okay, Martin, good luck.
I don't think we'll need it, but keep your fingers crossed. Here we go.
He is on to the Kanzgrass, Thurston. And look, it is working. Look at this swath he is cutting across the grass. It is unbelievable.
So, you can supply India with the tool she needs to help herself.
Inside of a year, Barry, you'll see this picture repeated all over India.
If my people can be convinced of that fact, Mr. Thurston, there still remains the problem.
You! Mr. Thurston!
Why, Ken!
It is Zellschmidt.
Mr. Thurston, we gotta get out of here. Fast, we gotta get out of
here.
What's
up, Pagon?
Oh, those crooks last night, the one who shot me and kidnapped me. I just got away from them. And we gotta get out of this grass quicker. We'll be cooked like a couple of goose.
What are you talking about?
The fuel oil, that's what. They got it spread all over the grass over there.
But why should they spread oil in the grass?
There's your answer now, Barry. Look over there.
The Khan's grass is on fire. That wind is carrying it this way.
Come on, Mr. Rex, let's get out of here before we're toast.
Okay, Pagon, climb aboard this machine.
I'm right ahead of you.
Do not be a fool, Thurston. You cannot hope to save the equipment. Those tractors cannot outrun the flames.
You and Barry run for the house. Mountain's out of the path by now. I'll handle this end of it.
But that is insane. You do not stand a chance.
All right, Pagon, hang on.
Boy, am I ever glad to be getting out of this mess. I don't want to see another blade of grass as long as I... Hey, look what you're doing, Mr. Rex. You're heading right into that fire.
Not quite. I'm running parallel with it.
But Mr. Rex...
There's an extra oil drum on the back. Take a look and see what's happening to it.
Yes, but...
Do as I say, you idiot.
Okay. Hey, what do you know? All the oil's running out of onto the grass.
Good.
It's good, eh? Now let's get out of here.
Not until we set a backfire.
Backfire?
Yeah. Here. Hang on to this piece of cotton waste. That's it.
Hey, watch what you're doing. It's on fire.
Toss it into the oil. We'll spill out. Go on, toss it.
Sure, but... Oh, I don't see why you... Mr. Rex, it's on fire all around us. We're burning up.
All right, now relax, Pagon. The only thing that'll burn around here now is the Khan's grass. As soon as those two fires meet, they're going to call it quits.
Congratulations, Thurston. That was the fastest bit of brain work I've seen in many a day.
Oh, it was nothing. Nothing at all.
The fire put out. All that equipment saved. You call that nothing?
The backfire worked. Let's leave it at that.
Okay, okay. Have it your way. All I can say is that I couldn't have pulled it off.
To be perfectly frank, Thurston, I'm still puzzled about it. Or was it just accident that the second tractor was so handy and had the open fuel drum on it?
It was no accident, Turbot. There had to be some logical reason for those missing fuel drums. The fire would destroy the equipment and still give Martin a good cover-up.
What was that, Thurston?
You can forget the act, Martin. It didn't work in Bombay when you tried to throw suspicion on Turbot, and it won't work now.
Are you trying to be funny, Thurston?
There's nothing funny about the murders of Sholto and Dr. Stanley. Or the attempted murder of millions of Indians through starvation.
What are you talking about?
How'd you know there was sand and sugar in that sealed oil drum in Bombay unless you put it there yourself? And the explosive that wrecked the train, how'd you know it was 3 sticks and a cap unless you'd ordered it that way?
You seem to have made a little slip yourself, Thurston. You've forgotten to get any proof for all those wild statements.
Oh, Lal Turbot can supply plenty of that.
Turbot?
Yes, Mr. Martin. Last night I spoke with many of my people. Not all of them were deceived by your propaganda. They promised if we could prove that the Khan's grass could be conquered, they would tell us the name of the one who was inciting them to unrest and violence. No, I would not advise you to move, Mr. Martin.
Well, guess we cleaned this up okay, hey, Mr. X?
We haven't cleaned up anything yet.
Huh? We haven't?
No, Pega. Not as long as Martin and those like him are still around, trying to sow the seeds of war, feeding starving people on false ideas instead of bread. No, we haven't cleaned up anything yet.
Our star Herbert Marshall will return in just a moment. Here's a word from RCA Victor. A word about money and how to make it go farther with an RCA Victor combination. You'll get the equivalent of 3 consoles, 3 different kinds of fun, and yet you'll pay for just 1 cabinet, 1 sound system. RCA Victor's Rutland, for example, brings you television at its finest. 17 big inches of million-proof television, quality proven in over 2 million homes. Second, you get both AM and FM radio with RCA Victor's new extended tone range. And third, the Rutland gives you 2 automatic record changers that enable you to enjoy records at all 3 speeds. Yes, enjoy all of these fine instruments in 1 fine combination and at 1 money-saving price. Look over the Rutland soon and say, here are 2 new RCA Victor Red Seal releases to add to your collection. September song sung on a single record by Ezio Pinza and the album of selections from Gershwin's Porgy and Bess with Risa Stevens and Robert Merrill. Now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. And I think you ought to know that in tonight's cast were Jeanette Nolan, Will Wright, Bob Griffin, Paul Frees, Glenn Vernon, Ben Wright. Next week, Ken runs into a lot of real dynamite and a few other things even far more explosive in a story called Treason at White Sands. As usual, Leon Belasco will be along as Pagan Zellschmidt. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Won't you sit down right now while you think of it? Look up the address of your local Red Cross chapter and mail your contribution for 1951. Good night.
The Man Called X is a Saturday night feature on NBC's 5-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia, and by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to listen tomorrow evening for The Big Show with Tallulah Bankhead and a great parade of stars, the Sunday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. And until next week, same time and station, this is Jack Latham saying good night for The Man Called X. Tomorrow, hear Tallulah's big show. Now it's your hit parade on NBC.
Welcome back. It's really odd to have that episode title of India, given that I think we've, you know, been to India, you know, two or three times before, and at least once during this whole run over NBC. I think Pagon did go ahead and accept the Bureau standard reimbursement in part because he's just not going to get better money elsewhere in India. Certainly he wasn't making better money at what he was doing when he got the message to send to Ken Thurston. Well, now we turn to listener comments and feedback. And we have an email from Blaine who writes, "Hello, Adam. There's been a lot of talk about Pagon Zellschmidt on The Man Called X, and I feel compelled to throw in my two cents. I agree that Pagon's inclusion is often strained, and Thurston would be unlikely to keep someone like that around as much as he does. That said, I'm willing to overlook that because I find the character so delightful to listen to. This becomes even more obvious when one of Pagon's relatives showed up, played by someone else, and it becomes clear just how much Leon Belasco's performance contributes to this. In short, while a character like this would seem like a character who would quickly grow tiresome and strain credulity, here it works, and I can overlook the sometimes weak excuses to include Pagon because the show just isn't the same without him." Well, thanks so much, Blaine, and I would agree with the observation. When Golden Age radio programs, or movies for that matter, gave their heroes sidekicks, it really determined, to an extent, the trajectory of how the movie or radio program was viewed. Because during the Golden Age of cinema, you had a ton of detective movie serials, mysteries, radio mystery programs that are very, very similar. And what can determine why you like one more than another can really just come down to the sidekick. Do you find the character Eric Bloor played in the Lone Wolf films to be charming? Then I think you'll probably enjoy those films. But if you find the sidekick annoying, yeah, that can be a problem. Because people have other choices where they're not going to have to deal with sidekicks that actively annoy them. I think that may be part of the reason why a lot of radio detectives ended up working alone. Because you don't have to deal with that X factor that the audience may not receive as well. But Pagon definitely does work, and Leon Belasco's performance is really fun. And he does make it so entertaining that I think most folks are willing to forgive the contrivances. Thanks so much for emailing in, Blaine. It's time to thank our Patreon supporter of the day, and I want to thank David, Patreon supporter since August 2017, currently supporting the show at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Again, thanks so much for your support, David. And that will do it for today. If you are enjoying this podcast on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and mark the notification bell to be notified whenever a new episode is added on YouTube. Next week, we'll be back with another episode of The Man Called X. Coming up tomorrow, though, we will be bringing you Philo Vance, where...
I think I'll have a drink.
Well, perhaps that would help us all. Lane?
You sound like you've had 10 Vance. Why, anything.
Later, pet. Let me alone.
There's only Scotch here in the library, if you...
Well, that will do nicely, thanks.
Let me pour the drink. I'm your daughter, you know. You want one, too?
Oh, I might as well. I feel it already.
Here you are, Mr. Vance.
Ah, thank you. Now then, let's drink to the success of our bargaining. How's that? To the success of what we'll accomplish here.
Mr. Vance, wait.
What, Miss Martin?
Vance, no, don't drink that. It's poison, Vance. That glass is full of poison.
Vance!
I hope you'll be listening then. In the meantime, do send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.